What's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 204 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Make sure you go to Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks and give us a like over there, and Twitter and Instagram, just at JustUsGeeks. If you're listening to us on iTunes, head on over there and give us a review. That'd be cool of you. Help more people find the show. Be awesome. Over there at the old JustUsGeeks.com. Joining me for episode 204 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is one Logan Barnes.
Yep, it's me.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should go out in an alley and have you a red apple ale. I don't think we should do that. Hank Hill would not approve. He might not approve of Ian McAnally, but I think we might get past him for this week for that.
Hi.
What even was that?
I don't know.
All right, the episode where Hank goes to Japan and he meets his half-brother.
Yeah.
Yep. Whoa!
Hi.
Hi.
One of my favorites.
That's a good
two-parter.
One. And James Stratton.
I like it when she wears her mom jeans.
Mom jeans.
That's right.
Mom jeans.
Speaking of mom jeans, a lady who does not own a single pair.
I bet she owns 12.
Nope, not a
and
one.
And I like it when she wears.
Not any of
her
them.
Her mom jeans.
Emily, no mom jeans stain.
Well, all right.
All right. You should have said something Peggy Hill related.
That was Peggy Hill related. Huh. Well, that's exactly what Peggy would say.
Well, all right. That's true, she would. I tried to find a Peggy Hill song, but there wasn't one.
No.
Boom, boom.
Peggy doesn't approve of music.
Because she hasn't written it yet. That's correct. Logan,
Travis.
I don't know what he's doing. I'm watching him very intently.
What are you doing?
I'm afraid he's going to throw it at me.
I think we broke Logan earlier.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
If you want to break,
you're not fine.
If you want to break Logan too, you can head on over to Twitter at Date Logan Barnes. It's our new secret project that we talked about.
It's not a secret anymore. It's out there.
It's out there.
It's out there and loving every minute of it.
It's out there, Jerry, and it's loving every minute of it.
You need to listen to the new episode that's coming up because we have special instructions for every single person that listens to it.
Yeah. So, no, that's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Episode three is in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, episode two, listen anyway.
You've got episode zero, which lets you know the premise of the show, episode one, and episode two. We debuted them on Valentine's Day on Audio Boom. They will be downloadable for very soon on iTunes. Thanks to our good friends at Audio Boom. That's really cool. And episode 2.5 is going to come out on Monday. And so, two Mondays from now on the 7th, we'll get episode 3. So, you get them every 2 weeks. So, those are cool things for you to do. Before we get going, though, James had somebody he wanted to mention on the podcast and give a little shout out to before we talk about King of the Hill.
That's right. Saw earlier today where our good friend Dylan Tater Lambert hit the button.
Dylan, he only had one health.
He only had one health.
He has
crossed a milestone on his Twitch page. He has 900 followers.
Ah, my goodness.
That's a lot.
Give him a push. Let's get him to 1,000.
Yeah,
I mean, he's been working hard at this streaming channel. And he does it every night. I mean, he's got a schedule, so I don't think he does it every night. But he does it like at least 6 nights a week.
Yeah,
and he's really entertaining. It's polarizing.
There's your little sample.
Entertainment, but it's a lot of fun.
He's into it.
He gets really into it. He does polls where you can pick what he plays. You know, he's very audience interactive.
He wants to poll you guys.
And let's push to get him over 1,000 followers on Twitch, and that is
Please do.
That's T8T3R.
T8T3R. Go to the Twitch and
lead speak.
So yeah, come on guys, let's get him to 1,000.
Yeah, we like Dylan. Dylan's a longtime person associated with the show, and
we had him on
a couple months ago, and he was like right around 400. And
yeah.
You guys gave him that jug bump, so we appreciate that.
One more jug bump, people.
Gave him a little jug bump. So congratulations, Dylan, yeah. Man.
Big congrats.
Lots of good hard work. Keep sticking with
keep
it, man.
Keep it up,
sir. Gotta let us know when. Please let us know when you reach that big
the big
mark.
Big 1,000. We'll be happy to.
Why are you getting all like sexy with Dylan? Let us know when you hit that big 1,000 mark. And we're out of it.
And
is that what you wanted me to say?
He just had one freaking
health. He only had one health. One freaking health.
That was
kind of
good.
That was like movie trailer.
In a world.
In a world where Dylan only has one health.
That wasn't Epic Voice Guy
one
now.
Yeah. Freaking health.
We do know. He's a pretty cool guy, the old Epic Voice Guy. So if you like honest trailers, that's a thing. So tonight, it's fine.
I've only watched like two of them.
Yeah. So tonight, we were looking for some stuff to do. We had planned out to do the Escape the Room stuff for this week, but we did it several weeks ago. So this week we're turning to an old favorite. We'll talk about some King of the Hill.
I don't know whose favorite that is.
I think everybody but yours.
I've only ever watched like three episodes. I'm sorry.
So much.
The refreshments.
Gotta love King of the Hill. So,
if it's a requirement, I'll just quit the
it's
show
a
because
no,
I only watched like you know like the only episode that sticks out is That's My Purse. I don't
that's
know you,
purse.
And that's a great one.
That is one of the better ones, yeah. And I have like six seasons on DVD. So
there you go,
DVD.
Now see here, that's the problem for me right now with King of the Hill. That's the problem. You cannot partake of King of the Hill digitally. Right,
like,
now.
At all? It used
the
to be
syndication
on,
rights
Netflix.
On it are ridiculous.
It
used to be on Netflix, wasn't it?
It did used to be. It did used to be on Netflix, but it's not anymore. It is syndicated through Adult Swim and on Cartoon Network, and you can record it on your DVR, but outside of owning the box sets, that's really it. Now, I know a lot of people who love King of the Hill. King of the Hill is the second longest running animated series, only behind The Simpsons. Is the third now?
It's third.
South Park must have gotten it.
No, it's season. Well, on Fox, for Fox, it goes Simpsons, then Family Guy, then King of the Hill. Family Guy just, I believe, like last year recently surpassed King of the Hill for second longest running.
Yeah.
Because so, I want to say it was, what, 14? 13, 14 12? Seasons or 12?
12 or 13.
Yeah something
it's,
like that.
It's weird.
That's still not South Park.
No.
Well,
it's true.
Very few things are.
Yeah, that's true. And South Park has been consistent. King of the Hill was consistent too, unlike Family Guy. So.
Yeah, Family Guy's been off and on. Like, it's been canceled and brought back, like, what, three, four times?
Yeah, three times.
Yeah,
three
like,
times.
Yeah. Like Futurama, sort of. It's like, make up your mind.
I thought that they were, like, I thought Comedy Central was going to bring.
They did bring.
They did at one
not
time.
Not Futurama. I'm talking about King of the Hill.
Oh,
I don't know.
I don't know that anyone will ever bring it back.
No, I think Mike Judge is done with that, which is super sad.
He actually said in a con, I think in like 2011, that of course this was. I mean, we're talking 2011. It's a good while ago, but he said that right now, at that time, he's like he's done with it. But he said he is open to the possibility of sometime in the future of it having a revival. I don't know. One of the things that I definitely wanted to discuss tonight was, does it have a place now? Has it run its time?
Well, I mean, isn't one of the main characters, she's dead. So how would you keep going without
yeah,
her?
That's always my question when anybody talks about, let's bring King of the Hill back. How do you do it without Brittany Murphy? I mean... You know, Luann was definitely one of the most. She was just as much of a main character as Bobby. I would venture to say, and she passed away several years ago. So
when
I don't know.
I can't remember if she passed before
passed
or after
like
the show.
07, I believe.
She got the flu and died. The craziest thing. I mean, like
I thought it was.
It was like a drug.
It was drugs.
Yeah, I thought it was drugs, sir.
I don't know about that. I'll look that up. But yeah, that's been quite a while ago.
Checker, facts.
Like
checks.
She may have gotten the flu.
Whatever you're supposed to do
from
whatever
the drugs
she was taking.
Yeah, I think I remember when she
2009.
Passed away. Like her parents.
Oh, so it was 09? I thought it was 07.
December 20th, 2009.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that was after they had essentially stopped recording for the final season because I want to say the final season was 2010 or at least when it aired. Yeah. So I think she had recorded all her parts for Luann and then after that she had passed.
Her toxicology report says she died from pneumonia, anemia, and over-the-counter and prescription drug intoxication. Mm-hmm. Super sad. Brittany Murphy was super talented.
She was
a very talented
girl.
Oh,
my God. She's ridiculously talented.
Don't Say a Word was like legit one of the scariest movies ever.
Yeah.
And it was because of her. Yes.
Well, and I mean, could you honestly imagine a...
8 Mile without her? No.
Well, that.
No.
But could you honestly imagine a King of the Hill revival without the Manger Babies?
No.
Ever making another appearance?
I don't know.
There?
I mean...
The what?
The Manger Babies?
I'm the Manger Babies. My thought is if they ever revive King of the Hill, they have to do it farther down the road. Like Hank and Bill and Boomhauer and Dale are a little bit older. Not like Cotton older, but like maybe Mr. Strickland older.
So are we talking like Bobby Hill is now in
high school?
15, 16, 17 years old?
I think maybe Bobby's like a young adult.
Selling propane and propane acceptor.
Millennial Bobby.
Bobby is
maybe.
Logan Barnes.
No.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not Bobby Hill. He's totally Bobby.
But I mean, here's my issue with doing it that way is like I can remember when the storyline where Joseph comes back from summer camp and he
is
has gone
man.
Through puberty.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bobby still has not gone through puberty, yeah. But Joseph has gone through puberty. And I think it was Luann or Brittany Murphy used to do the voice for
Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they brought on Breckenmeyer to do the voice for Joseph as having after he's gone through puberty,
yeah.
And also did a great job at that role.
Oh yeah,
but the voice of Bobby is that Pamela Segal Aldon? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Could you just? I don't see that show.
Just keep the voice, you know, have him go through puberty, but his voice.
I mean, unless, which I would believe that she is talented enough,
Dad!
But unless she could do some kind of like a
Bobby
has gone through some sort of puberty kind of voice, yeah. Then yeah, I'd be on board with that. But I just don't see that happening.
I don't see it happening either. Logan, do you like King of the Hill?
I do like King of the Hill.
That's actually something you like.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What do you like about King of the Hill?
I like its very down-to-earth humor. Like, it's crazy situations, but it's like, yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah,
there's some idiot redneck that would do that.
If we rented, like, a Ditch Witch or any of the large machinery that any of these folks rent at some point throughout the series, we would do things like get trapped inside of it for days because we've dug ourselves into a literal hole or almost get crushed under the street from a garbage truck or build mega grill that they build for Con. I mean,
lawnmower
I'm
races.
Just saying, if there was an alley behind my house, I would fully expect all of you to be there holding beers.
Yeah.
I would do it. It would happen.
When we looked at some houses over the summer, there was one that we looked at in Boonville that had an alley and a picket fence. And the house was great, but I was like, yep.
Yep.
This is it. But it was in Boonville. But when I went to Texas over the summer, I was like, you know, any of these towns could be Arlen. Because Arlen's like seems to be the most atypical Texas town. And it's just, I always just thought it was incredible how Mike Judge, that, you know, I knew from Office Space, could pull off something like King of the Hill, but Mike Judge could also pull off Beavis and Butthead. I mean, and now is like masterfully pulling off Silicon Valley. I mean, I guess when he's done with something, he's just done with it, but. Dude's a freaking genius. It's really well written, but it is very situational. Like, it is stuff that you could probably get into. I mean,
it's
you know, humor.
It's one of those animated comedies that is grounded in so much reality.
Mm-hmm.
Family Guy, not so much. Simpsons, not so much. And I'm trying to think of what else that Fox does on their animation domination that
Bob's Burgers,
you know, and sort of kind of, but you know, it was King of the Hill was so very observational. It was so grounded in reality. And we all know somebody that reminds us, like, I know Hanks in my life. I know Dale's in my life. Yep. I know Boomhauers. I know all of these folks.
That could be because of where we live.
Well, that's also true. Yeah. And it's probably very regional, but it's, I can always remember, like, it. I always loved that show, but one of the more special things about that show is it's something that I have in common with my dad, mm-hmm. which says a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Like, my dad's a good guy, but the fact that that show is so down to earth and so relatable and so kind of easy to get into that even my father can watch it and be like, I like that show.
My 5-year-old is into it.
Yeah.
How many times have you watched the full seasons of King of the Hill, Emily?
Oh, my Lord. A lot.
Several times, right?
Several times.
Several times.
I have no count, but yeah. A lot.
Yeah, we know probably way too much about King of the Hill. But it is that way. And, like, it hits a lot of people in a lot of areas, you know, whereas, like, Family Guy doesn't, even The Simpsons, like, where The Simpsons used to not, you know, but it does that.
You're never going to say, I know a Peter or, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know any Peter Griffins.
I don't know.
I know a few Quagmires.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I do probably know a few Quagmires.
No, I don't know. I mean, like, yep.
We're pointing at you.
Yeah, there you go, Ian.
Giggity,
oh,
giggity.
Oh, Ian, you came and you gave without taking. The Barry Manilow episode of Family Guy is by far my
favorite.
Anyway.
But we're not talking about Family Guy.
No, we're not. We're talking about this great show called King of the Hill.
So sell me on King of the Hill.
Oh, my gosh.
Like I said, I've only watched like 3 episodes, so sell me on it.
The whole premise of the show is you take super ultra-conservative Hank Hill, who is pretty much the embodiment of rural, small-town, conservative values.
Reaganism Republican.
Yeah. And you put him in the most awkward liberal situations that you can possibly do every single episode.
Imagine your dad, James.
Yeah.
In like with some nudists. At the beach.
You don't Grillins. Know my dad. He's gone to those kind of places before, so.
Well, you know.
But it's
he's
very,
out there.
It's very Mike Judge style humor. It's very, you know, these perfect lines that just are so funny. It's really, really simple. You know, one of my favorite lines from King of the Hill has always been when Bobby gets an F. He brings his report card home and he gets an F in English. And Hank is like, an F in English? Bobby, you speak English. Yeah. It's like, I could hear my dad saying mm-hmm. that to me clearly. And laughing every time I hear
it. It's one of the most quotable television shows.
Yes.
Ever. And I don't really understand why. I guess because it's so on the same level as most of the people that I interact with on a daily basis, but
can't you see you're not making Christianity any better? You're making rock and roll worse.
Yeah,
like speaking about the Christian rock and roll scene.
When Bobby gets to Sunday school and the skaters, yes,
that's so many good lines and so many good, good, well written episodes.
It's sort of like The Office, where you can be like, you know, everybody knows a Michael Scott, Everybody pretty much knows Hank Hill.
Yes.
I mean, he may not be like super fundamental propane selling Hank Hill, but a Hank Hill type character and, you know, a Bill Dautrieve. Bill De La Tour Dautrieve.
It's really interesting because Greg Daniels was originally not part of the original pilot script for King of the Hill. Mike Judge did it all on his own.
Right.
Presented it to Fox, and they brought Greg Daniels in to try and, I mean, just consult, just to help out a little bit, I guess it was. And Greg Daniels was crucial in, like, the development of characters like Dale, making Dale a very conspiracy theorist type guy. I'm trying to remember some of the other ones that he was, like, he even created, who was it? I'm trying to remember. I want to say it was Boomhauer. Well, no, he didn't create
Boomhauer. Boomhauer was based on a voicemail.
Yeah, I remember that from
Beavis
the special
and Butthead
features.
Fan had left.
No, someone who hated Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
Yeah.
They had left a voicemail, and you couldn't interpret anything that they said. And so that was Boomhauer. Was what they based Boomhauer off of.
If anybody wants to listen to Mike Judge talk about the inception of Boomhauer, it's on the season one DVD special features. And it's
wonderful.
It's what they actually play the voicemail, and it is spot on, exactly like Boomhauer. Like, I remember the first time I watched that, and I was like, no way. That's exactly how Boomhauer became Boomhauer. It's great. But Greg Daniels came onto the show and consulted and, you know, had all of these suggestions and kind of rewrites for the pilot episode. And Mike Judge was so pleased and so impressed with Greg Daniels' additions into the pilot episode that he essentially gave him co-creator credits. When the show, the pilot was officially presented, and then Fox finally picked it up, he gave Greg Daniels co-creator credits because he contributed so much to that show.
Yeah, it would be so different if there weren't characters like Dale, you know, to balance it out. It would be a lot like, I think it would have ended up being just a lot like a larger format sketch of, Mr. What's his face from Beavis and Butthead that Hank is based off of.
Yeah.
You know,
I remember now. It was Greg Daniels essentially completely created Cotton Hill.
Okay.
Yeah, Cotton Hill was nowhere involved in the first season of the show until Greg Daniels got involved and says, you know, I got a great idea for a character that would be, let's put somebody else in Hank's life that can make him even more uncomfortable. And it's, you know, his crazy, you know, verbally abusive World War II veteran father, Cotton Hill, that had his shins blown off in...
He lost his shins.
He lost my shins. I killed 50 of you men.
I killed 50 men.
Another good note is, who here ever remembered watching The Adventures of Pete and Pete?
Me.
Mm-hmm. I
love
that.
You remember Artie, the strongest man?
Man in the world.
That is the same guy that does the voice of Cotton Hill and Con Super Nuisance Phone.
What?
Toby Huss.
I don't know who.
Toby Huss is Artie, the strongest man in the world. Kid you not.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh. I did not know that. Wow, that blows my mind. Oh my gosh.
It's empty, sir.
Yeah. Sorry.
My mind is empty.
Yeah. Logan, you're just playing with pieces of paper down there.
No, it's a top.
Bottle cap.
Yeah.
I'm a fidgeter. I'm sorry.
He's got a dollar.
What?
You know, in Fallout World. He's got him a bottle cap.
Yeah, you're running a very good currency right now.
Right.
That's like wadding up your dollars and putting them in your pocket. He's just like folding it up.
That's my purse. I don't know you.
The only episode I know, man.
I think Logan just bumped that he's Bobby Hill in real life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nah. Emily, why do you like King of the Hill?
Honestly, I don't know. I think because...
Wow, good job.
I think initially it was because... Hank and Peggy reminded me so much of my parents, but now Hank and Peggy kind of remind me of me and you.
Awesome.
Yep.
Pretty much.
You know,
Josh is totally
so
Peggy in this situation, though.
Yep, my brown Betty is just delicious.
That's true. That's true.
And you're Bill Dotry that lives across the street. Gets really
I've never been divorced.
No. That's true.
Well, you know, I have a Bobby Hill. He's sleeping upstairs.
Yeah.
So, you know.
His dad's Bill Dotrieve. I'm just playing, Dan. You're probably Boomhauer. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Dan might be Boomhauer. Who would Dan be?
Dan would be...
Tell us who you would be. That'd be good.
Strickland.
Yeah, he would be Strickland. Could he be Strickland from Strickland's Propane? No.
No.
Crazy enough for that?
Sorry, no.
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 But see, like, you know somebody who fits all these character archetypes.
Everyone knows one of everyone.
He'd be the principal.
Maybe
he'd be the principal of Arlen Middle School.
Principal Moss.
Principal Moss.
Maybe so. That makes a lot of sense.
And who would I be?
Principal Moss sold off all of the... The gear,
James.
The weights, everything. Dan would do that. Yeah. Dan would be like, I have this. I'm selling it.
James, who would you be? You very well may be Hank Hill, sir.
No.
Because you care about your...
Your movies.
Work and your work accessories.
my
your
work
projector and projector accessories.
I wouldn't say I care about them.
Well,
but they are central to your life.
Yeah.
Because it's what pays the bills.
Exactly. I mean, there you go.
Do you have? You,
I don't know though. Hank Hill is passionate.
I'm not passionate about that stuff. He once got, work is done,
he got that
I'm
blue done. Flame of Valor award
and the jacket. And
do
the
you
jacket,
only yeah. use digital projectors because of the clean burning image?
Oh God. No. I hate the way digital looks. No. Like I love the way.
Well,
film
see
looked.
that would be like charcoal. To Hank Hill is yeah. like, you know, it's a
clean
but Hank hates propane some
is
charcoal.
A, yeah, propane is a clean
yeah,
burning
see, and
fuel.
I prefer charcoal whenever I'm cooking.
There you go.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
I like charcoal and I like film projection.
Thetherton.
That's Thetherton.
It's gonna be Thetherton. No,
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's
that's that
you're
is
gonna have to watch it, James. That's yeah. all that there is.
Apparently,
Buck
there's
Strickland's,
no way to watch it. So
I have like six seasons on DVD. I
borrow
could definitely bring
and,
to you.
It's fine.
Just saying.
Don't bring me all six at once. It'll overwhelm me. I'll
I will
just look
bring,
at it. And
I will
watch
bring
it.
You season one. That was it. 1997.
I don't
I
know
think
how much
when
it, cost.
When it
yes.
there,
yes.
I think it premiered in 1997.
There are ways for you to watch it online. So,
yeah.
It's a good show, James.
It really is.
So, Emily, you've seen
I was
like
gonna say, I think I can get it put up on a server that I can watch it on.
Yeah. You've seen like every episode. What's yes, some of your favorite moments from King of the Hill?
Oh, that's my purse. I don't know you. And then when Hank and Peggy, you put it the other day on Valentine's Day. Actually, when Hank and Peggy end up in the garbage can.
Yep.
Yes. They I was get drunk put, because of something.
They went on that train.
No.
I was gonna put up on Facebook the where they I couldn't find a gif of where they were in the bathroom.
On the train
and
then
they
Peggy
could,
makes
they could,
her
they,
footprints on the wall and that makes them the suspects for who had
oh,
relations
like, in the bathroom.
It was the dinner party,
right?
Yeah, for his birthday.
But the one I'm talking about is when they drink tequila. It's their anniversary or
oh,
something,
yeah,
and they
yeah.
drink too much tequila. And Hank says that he's messed everything up because he has a narrow urethra.
A narrow urethra.
And he's going to get in the garbage can and throw himself away. And she says, "Don't go in there without me." And it's so sweet.
It is
so sweet.
Kathy and Jimmy is just
she's wonderful,
amazing as Peggy
and
Hill.
And so
Peggy
then
Hill.
they fall asleep in the trash can, and Lady Bird is like they Hank is using the welcome mat as a blanket, and Lady Bird.
Did Lady Bird ever die in the series?
I
don't think
so.
I always expected that,
but they cut it off so quickly. You know, it was just...
It just abruptly
over.
Ended.
It's
yeah.
over
well,
because the Cleveland
they,
show was coming in.
Yeah, it was... I think it was around, like, maybe season 6 or 7. They started to retcon a lot of things. And because if you remember at one point in time, there was... you remember the episode about Hank getting mono?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they flash back to where Peggy is making him that
dinner
for the first time.
Yes.
And it shows Peggy's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
is
you know
mother
50
platter.
Style yeah. yeah mother platter bun hair kind of thing like that in the home. Well, there's several seasons. I think it's like season 8 where they
it's
go back
the
to Montana,
yeah.
and she's like a you know
a
really,
hardened rancher.
Yes,
losing her farm.
And it's not the same at all.
Yeah,
yeah
and
they
so
lost
they,
that continuity.
They retcon a lot of stuff after it, and I think it was kind of when they first. When they first designed the show, they wanted to have like these story arcs. Like,
right.
you take into account Luann had the, was it Buckley?
Buckley's yeah. angel.
Buckley died and.
Buckley's angel was on the trampoline.
Yeah,
yes.
I remember that. And it was, that was kind of pushing.
I'm so lost.
Well, it was pushing Luann's character to be more independent, mm-hmm. getting
right.
her out of the house. And so it was character
strong,
development.
Independent woman.
Yeah.
She
need
does
no
need a
man.
I don't need no
but,
man.
But she did need a man played by Tom Petty.
And
yes.
He's
oh, what, with the heartbreaker?
Yeah.
Yes.
Lucky.
Oh, man.
Lucky. Slipped on pee-pee at the Costco.
What?
Tom Petty's character.
He was waiting for his pee-pee
no,
moment.
No, Tom Petty's character.
Hold on.
Lucky.
Now I'm interested.
Okay.
Pee-peeing at the Costco?
No, Tom Petty's character, Lucky, and he talks like this.
Because he's got one tooth.
He's wonderful.
It is perfect.
His character got a large settlement from...
It was like $30,000.
It was not a large settlement. Well,
it was for Arlen, Texas.
Mediocre.
He slipped on some... He slipped on some pee-pee at the...
Costco.
It wasn't Costco.
It was Costco.
Did he say Costco?
Costco, okay. Yeah.
So he slips on some pee-pee at the Costco and goes into the hospital, and he gets a lot of money. He gets 30 grand. And so when he and Luann continue to establish a relationship, he's running out of money. He buys like a big truck and some big wheels for the truck, and he doesn't have a job.
$53,000 settlement.
A $53,000 settlement. So when he wants to marry Luann, Hank and Peggy don't think that he's good enough because he doesn't have a GED.
He says that he can't get married until he has a GED. He's not good enough for.
Oh, that was a whole episode. Yeah,
yeah,
that
was a whole episode.
Trying to prove that he was good enough.
Peggy tutors him to get his GED, but she's trying to sabotage it because she doesn't think he's good enough.
Yeah,
and so she teaches him math wrong.
Yeah, so he has to go. He wants to go out and like slip on more pee-pee to get more settlement money so that he can pay to have them get married. And it's freaking brilliant. Tom Petty like comes in as this character in just the middle of this series and totally changes a lot of things. It is ridiculous how great Tom Petty is in this show. I mean, Mike Judge is awesome. I love Mike Judge. I'll watch anything that Mike Judge does. And he does do several voices in the series. But... like Tom Petty comes in and just knocks it out of the park, man.
And then they have a baby,
oh,
Gracie.
Man. Yeah, she's cute.
And then Luann is gone all the time because she has her Manger Baby puppet show.
Manger babies.
They had a lot of guests on that show too, like a lot of big name guests.
Yeah, there were lots of cameos.
I remember is Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Brad Pitt,
Boomhauer's brother.
Boomhauer's brother.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman did an episode where he was the Renaissance Fair King.
Yeah.
And where Peggy leads the woman's revolt against
him. Name a big name at that time. And
Tom Cruise.
Probably on.
No, Tom Cruise.
Randy Travis had a whole episode dedicated to him.
Yeah. I didn't say Randy Travis. I said Tom Cruise.
Randy Travis.
Maybe not Tom Cruise. Come on.
Let's see.
That's a big name at the time. So
Randy Travis was a big name at the time.
No, Randy Travis is not a big name now. Wasn't a big name back then.
Randy Travis.
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds
does Archer. I mean, you know.
Michael Keaton. George Strait. Dale Earnhardt. Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, Lohan
was all kinds of cameos.
Johnny Knoxville.
I think
probably my favorite
Green
was
Day.
Green Day was on there. That was the Skeeterberg.
The neighbor kids.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
One of my favorites was the ZZ Top episode.
Oh gosh.
Where Cotton.
Hank's cousin Dusty.
Hank's cousin Dusty. Cotton, Hank's father, passes away.
Oh my gosh.
Leaves Dusty.
Hank thinks that Cotton has left him his Cadillac cards, his big Cadillac, but he doesn't. He leaves it to his cousin Dusty, who is in ZZ Top. He's one of the dudes in ZZ Top. And so, like, everybody's like, your cousin's ZZ Top. And he's like, it's Dusty. And it's a really good.
And they make a reality
guitar.
Show. It's great.
Yeah.
Really great.
Yeah. Hank has to be on a reality show. It's pretty good.
There's an episode where the one where Hank goes to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Hank's half brother is voiced by David Carradine.
Yeah.
It's a two-parter, and it is one of that's probably I'll have to say my favorite episode of the entire series.
Those are two great episodes in that series.
I really enjoy when Bobby has the gout.
I forgot all about that episode.
He gets like processed meat dinners from the diner.
They open a New York deli in the mall, and he goes and eats like
the Louis Anderson is his meal.
it's like the biggest sandwich of deli meats,
liver, and all kinds of stuff. And he eats that, and then Connie wants to take him to the Valentine's dance or something, and he has to have his scooter, his little rascal scooter.
It's like
it runs out of batteries, and then he has to hop, and it's Love Hurts. And oh God, it's so great.
There are lots of like really great heartwarming moments in the show, which is very atypical for Mike Judge. It's funny. It's written really well. It's about people that you might know, but sometimes it's just really damn heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely.
If you think about Bill Dauterive over and over and over.
When he goes and meets his family in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
That's really sad to me.
Yeah.
And
but
he kind of comes out of his shell, but then he has to go back to Arlen.
The episode where it's Christmas time. And he does that Winter Wonderland.
Santa Forever.
And then the woman comes by, and then she's like, oh, you're still doing that. It's like, poor Bill.
For me, they're like, King of the Hill has become synonymous with the holidays, which maybe is why James hates it. But like the Thanksgiving episode where they have Thanksgiving in the airport because they don't make it to mom. That's before the Mother Platter is mean, hardened Mother Platter. And they have Thanksgiving in the airport. And then where Hank has to drive the 18-wheeler
to
his mom's, to get his mom's stuff out to Arizona. And they end up all screwed up and on top of a mountain or something like that. And
can I defend myself why I didn't watch the show?
Because
I remember why I never watched it.
Why?
Didn't it air on Sundays?
It did. Yes.
Correct.
It had several slot changes.
Right. But it was always on a Sunday, right?
Yeah, it was always Domination Fox's.
When it came out, I was watching The Sopranos on Sunday nights and not Animation on Fox. I was into The Sopranos.
Yeah, I was not subscribing to HBO at that time.
We had the HBOs, and I was watching the...
I will say that King of the Hill is why I had to tell my kids about Y2K. They had that whole episode about how they, you know, traded in Christmas presents for toilet paper and,
clocks.
You know, a laundry mangle and Ava was like, why do they... What does that mean?
Don't they flood Dale's basement with Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
All those
barrels of Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's... Gosh, that show, like, moments like that, that, you know, like, I could totally see somebody being, like, a disaster prepper or whatever you call them. Like, Dale doesn't, you know, stockpile water. He stockpiles kegs full of Mountain Dew. Yeah. And hamsters. And, you know, that they're going to run, you know, his generators and stuff like that. I think, man, it's
They're going to breed and have a...
He's a Gerb crazy Amster. Conspiracy theorist. Yeah.
Gerbster.
Perfect.
I can see Chuck Mangione living inside a grocery store.
Oh, my gosh. Mangione. Another one,
That's
of,
one
my
of my favorite
episodes.
That's
yes.
a good one.
Chuck Mangione is living in the, what did they call the?
Megalomart.
Megalomart.
Yes.
Dang-do, Megalomart, go boom.
That's also what killed Buckley. That's what killed Buckley.
The propane explosion at the Megalomart.
At the Megalomart. He worked there.
Also, the one where they find out Mangione is living in there is that's the one where they hire Dale to kill the bugs. It's not bugs.
There were some sort of rodents there, they thought, but it ended up being
those
just
kids.
Chuck Mangione.
Also, the episode...
just you saying that out loud is hilarious.
The episode titled Aisle 9, where...
Yes, where Connie gets her period.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Aisle
8A. Yes.
That is the name of the episode.
Aisle 8A. Where Hank has to go,
and she writes it down on a notepad instead of saying it out loud. Mr. Hill, I've just gotten my period.
Yeah,
and she's staying with him.
That's a phrase that
there
never been heard on the Justice Geeks.
There
podcast
you go.
Before.
Congratulations, Jugheads. Period.
Yes, there it is.
Connie got her period.
Yeah,
but James, that is the show. It is
real
Hank
life.
Hill. Getting put in the
real life magnified,
real life in cartoon form.
It is. I don't know why.
I was actually watching Tony Soprano kill people. So
that's not real life.
I do know why. It's just hard for me, I think, to express it into clear words. That just watching Hank Hill get put in the most uncomfortable situations week after week is one of the funniest things
I've
ever seen. And you
could feel his discomfort. That was the thing. You could feel how uncomfortable he was.
It was like an adult Wonder Years kind of thing to me. Yeah.
You could feel how uncomfortable he was, and you kind of wanted to fix it, but then you kind of wanted to see where it went.
Absolutely.
There it went. There, that was it.
Like, Hank, like, Peggy is such a great character. I know we've already talked about her, but how she is such a counterbalance to Hank's personality, where she is so strong-willed, she knows it all. The episode where she gets caught in that genius scandal.
Oh, she's...
Or she buys her doctorate.
She's a scam. It's a scam, and she takes a genius quiz online, and it tells her that she is a genius, that her IQ is a genius, and she needs to pay this much money, and she will be a doctor. And so she does it all in one night, and she takes all of the courses, and in the morning she plays the little soundtrack, and she is Dr. Peggy Hill.
Yeah. Like, but by herself and her little...
She spends all of her money, and they have to get her money back.
They have to get her money back.
And guest voiced by Jeff Goldblum, by
the
way.
It's wonderful.
That, oh, yeah. Oh, forgot about that. That's a good episode. I don't know. Like, it's one of those shows where, like, if you think about The Simpsons, it's a lot like South Park in where you remember, you know, large chunks of the story and how, and more so how it's connected than a show like The Simpsons, where it's just like, here's a story that you may remember one piece of, but not a connecting storyline. And King of the Hill told a story, like a gradual story, you know, especially earlier on where, like, Peggy jumped out of that plane and her parachute didn't work.
She got paralyzed.
She got paralyzed for a while. And
it was the baby. Hank.
Good Hank.
Good Hank.
Good
G-H.
Hank.
G-H.
Yeah. There's a reason to watch the show. Cotton Hill, Hank's father,
has another child.
Has another
60,
child with a
years
woman
old.
That, that
was
woman
in
that was in
with
kindergarten
Hank.
With Hank has another son. And instead of naming him any other name, he names him G-H, which stands for Good Hank.
Good Hank.
Yeah.
Instead of regular Hank.
Good Hank.
Yeah. Because Hank could not grow up to go into the army like his dad.
Because he had an
he
error.
Could never and make his dad proud. Yeah.
They thought that he would not be able to pee under battle stress because of his narrow urethra. So the army wouldn't let him in. Somebody thought this
but
up.
But you have never, I mean, anyone you've ever met who does everything by the book, you've met someone like that, right?
Everybody knows a Hank Hill.
And that is Hank Hill.
Yeah.
There you go, Logan.
Now imagine Logan in all the most uncomfortable situations possible.
I can't wait to make Logan be in uncomfortable situations.
I tell you what, sounds like fun.
Boom.
And for me, like, I could just watch, and I have several times watched just on YouTube on repeat loops of Hank's best ball moments because they're great because there are a lot of them. Love King of the Hill. Do we miss anything about King of the Hill that you guys particularly like? I love that, like, for me, Mike Judge is great in this. We talked about Tom Petty. He's also really good. But Stephen Root, man. Just
wonderful.
Gosh, I mean, and he's a freaking phenomenal actor. He's an incredibly good voice actor. He did the first couple of seasons uncredited because of some show that he was on NBC. What was it? Let me look and see if I can find it. Anyway, didn't allow him to. News Radio. He was.
Oh,
on,
that's right. Yeah,
he was on News Radio.
That was actually a good show.
And NBC would not allow him to be credited on anything else. So he did the voice of Bill de la Tour d'Otrieve
and Buck Strickland.
And Buck Strickland for
and
a long
Buck
time.
Strickland.
Yeah. So. I don't know. Lots of I miss King
of the Hill. I think the good thing about this show is there are too many good episodes. Like that's the positive thing is like we're naming so many episodes that are like that was a great episode. That was a great episode.
And you don't get that. You really don't get that with animation. That's why I've attached myself to Bob's Burgers because a lot of the Bob's episodes are like that. Like just solid good episodes. They're like season 3 and 4. It's hard to find an off episode for that whole series, and that's the way it is with King of the Hill.
Let's talk about Emily already kind of brought it up, and I wanted to elaborate on this a little bit just for the sheer fact that let's just talk about how sad this is. King of the Hill got canceled because Family Guy came back.
The Cleveland Show, yeah, like, took its time slot.
Yeah.
And so,
no announcement. No, this is the last episode. Just gone.
So I think the story went was that Family Guy had been back for like two or three seasons since its like kind of reinvention or
since they brought him back. Yeah.
And so super popular, obviously, because Family Guy's a good show. And so then they wanted to start trying to, you know, do spinoffs. So the Cleveland Show became a thing. And I kind of liked the Cleveland Show when it first came out.
Yeah, I liked the first season of Cleveland Show.
Yeah, and then it kind of wore it.
And it was really because there was that one song they did.
This is
Balls
the
Deep.
Cleveland Show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about Balls Deep.
It was a lot of funny stuff. I can't remember the guy's name that does the voice of Cleveland Brown, but he's a really, really talented guy and really, really funny.
Our friend
guy.
Tim interviewed him once. That was a funny episode.
Great guy. Anyways, so Cleveland Show comes along, or they have the idea for the Cleveland Show. Mm. The ratings for King of the Hill actually increased for the last three seasons of the show. But I guess Fox, because Fox is so awesome and they always make great decisions about shows, right? Right? Everybody agrees? Mm-hmm. Okay. They decided that because they would rather ride that Family Guy wave, yeah, and said, we're going to go do the spinoff of the Cleveland Show. And it was kind of really quiet and unannounced that, oh, by the way,
King of the Hill is gone.
It's gone.
I remember when that happened because we had that, like, it was before DVR and we didn't have it set to record or anything, right, but we watched it and we knew that it was, you know, that it was on Sunday nights.
Because they
and it
ended
was just
a,
gone one week.
They ended a season, then they were gone for like 6 months. They brought an episode back, then they were gone again. So, like, they thought that, you know, like where a lot of shows just get canned and the last show you see, mm-hmm, ends up being the series finale, like, they fought that and they got brought back. They did what they thought was going to be a series finale. And they did another episode after that that ended up being the series finale. Mm-hmm. So they actually had two series finales and they didn't realize.
And did you know that the series finale, the last four episodes of the final season, didn't even air on Fox? They aired in syndication.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it was because of the time slot that King of the Hill was in, and I think it was like 8:30, they put it right behind any major Fox sporting event, football, basketball, yeah, whatever, you know, what have you.
Yeah.
So for, I think, the previous season, how many seasons did we say before we went?
11 or 12.
12. It was 13 altogether.
Yeah. So you take the previous season, the last like nine episodes of that previous season were cut into almost half because the sporting event that was on, that was airing prior to it, went into overtime.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to go back the very next year or the very next season cycle and re-air those shows because the sporting events cut into them, and people never even got to see the whole thing. And because it didn't, you know, coincide with their scheduling for, you know, releasing, I think, the Cleveland Show and everything, they started airing some of the episodes on Fox that from the previous season that people didn't get to watch in its entirety. And then in syndication, they aired the finale. And I think the finale got aired on Adult Swim, which is really sad to me because that show ran for a very, very long time. It was super, super popular.
Luann's Wedding was supposed to be the series finale because, mm-hmm, you see all of the characters.
Everyone.
Like, they make the... It's almost like the Seinfeld series finale where you bring all these characters back. Like, everyone is there. And as Hank's walking her down the aisle, you see
anybody
who's ever been on
the
series.
I remember, like, I think it was... Hank's brother, half Japanese brother, which was a...
I think his name was like Kenichiro, wasn't it?
Yes. Junichiro. Junichiro. But I think at that time, David Carradine had already passed.
Yeah, he didn't say anything.
Non-speaking role.
But his character was there.
His character was there for his for Luann's wedding, which was also kind of weird. Why would Hank's half brother?
They were all there.
Yeah. Everybody was there.
Why was Randy Travis there?
Renee Zellweger's hooker character was there.
Oh, I remember that episode. Yeah,
I remember seeing her.
That's where Hank becomes the
he's
unwilling pimp. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And Snoop Dogg does an appearance on that show as well.
Alabaster Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's a great show. I mean, but it's really sad how they. it just kind of got shoved out really quickly, and with kind of really no, very little fanfare, very mm-hmm. little acknowledgement.
I kind of feel like, though, the second series finale is the true one.
Yeah.
Simply because Bobby makes his dad proud.
Yes.
And that was the whole thing. That was pretty much the crux of the show. Hank always wanted to make Cotton proud.
And he couldn't.
So that's the way he was. And Bobby finally made him proud. And I think there was a catharsis for kind of both of them in that moment.
And it's just over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get to see things like, spoilers, by the way, you get to see
Boomhauer's
actual job.
Yes.
And
he's a Texas Ranger.
Yeah, it's Texas Ranger. And I think you get to see his full Texas name Ranger. Is like Jeffrey.
Hold on. It's
Jeff.
I was looking at
pretty sure
earlier.
It's Jeff.
Jeff something.
You get to see they do a freeze up of his badge. Yeah, it's Jeff Boomhauer. And he says, dang old freeze, man, under arrest, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really like the first couple of seasons, it's kind of insinuated that he's like an electrician or something like that. And
but you don't know what he does because he's always just hanging around.
Yeah.
In a black t-shirt.
Just,
yeah.
Always. And then later on, you know, they finally reveal him showing him putting his Texas Ranger badge on his dresser.
Dang old freeze, man. Under arrest, Joe.
Another great episode, the one where Hank has to boycott the Arlen video. Because
they're charging him late fees for a
porno
movie
that he did not rent,
and it was on principle that he wasn't going to pay it.
Logan, you are Hank Hill.
I'm telling
afraid.
You. So much good stuff there.
Yeah,
you're adult Bobby Hill. There you go. Because Bobby wants to be like a musician, you know, or magician.
Magician.
Would you live in a doghouse?
No.
Would
I paint a chocolate heart on my chest and go, I'm your little candy man.
Worth it.
Another great episode.
I was just going to ask if you wanted to like start a comedy troupe called the Propaniacs.
The Propaniacs.
That was a good episode.
Oh,
Joe Jack. Oh, that's good.
Honey. I also like the episode where they all start harassing each other at the office.
Yes. Oh, Chris Rock was in that episode.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No. Are you talking about the one where the guy comes in and he keeps making dirty jokes about every little thing they do?
Like, pranking people. And
Chris Rock was the driver's school.
The driver's school guy.
He was the driver's school.
That was, I see his face, Zoolander.
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller was the guy in that episode.
He made the dirty jokes.
Yeah. Like he couldn't,
man.
They couldn't say things like meats and
sausage. Yeah.
And sausage and stuff. And so, yeah. And then Hank pulls him into the bathroom and stuff, say bar of soap in his mouth. So, cause yeah.
Lots of life lessons. We all know a guy that would do that. Yeah. It's good. All righty. Let's hear from you. All you Arlenites. Do you like King of the Hill? Hey, King of the Hill. Let us know over at Twitter at Just Us Geeks, and we'll talk to you about it there. Still typing.
That's
a long
type. I'm the Mac Daddy of Heimlich County.
Peggy Hill. Hank Hill has his own video game.
I'm a mooner.
Oh, yeah. He moons Ann Richardson, the governor of Texas. It's freaking great. Who then falls in love with Bill?
President Jimmy Carter.
Oh, he's JC, and he...
No, one of the best ones is where he doesn't want to vote for George Bush because he's got a lady's handshake.
And
he's got
a
lip
handshake.
Yeah, so he and Dale go to Mexico for the day. Anyway.
To avoid the vote.
Yeah. Hi, you may know me as Hank Hill from television's King of the Hill. And they just like this PSA about voting. Yeah, after
please
script.
Remember to vote.
Please remember to vote.
So anyway. We have a good time on this show. But voting is serious.
Emily, what's your jam of the week?
Oh, God. I have to have a jam?
You get a jam.
My jam is my new...
What is your jam?
Apple battery case my 6S.
I heard a lot of people complaining about the way it looked.
It looks kind of dumb, a little bit. But I have used this phone all day long, and I am on 93%.
Wow.
Is that a Apple product?
It's an Apple. We bought it at the Apple store.
At the Apple store.
And you just...
Double Apple.
It goes into the lightning port of your phone, and it charges your phone. And when you plug it in, it charges the phone and then the case. It's just wonderful. You should get one.
That sounds awesome.
If you have an iPhone 6S or 6, you should do it.
Yeah. Is it like the big screen version?
No, they don't do them for the 6 Plus? There's not one for the Plus.
Come on, Tim.
I know. Well, my battery was pretty bad.
It was real bad. Constantly charging it. Logan, what's your jam of the week?
My jam of the week is I've finally ordered an airbrush and a bunch of paints, and I'll be building a airbrush spray booth soon, and I'll finally be able to paint my Gundam models and stuff, so I'm super excited about being able to do
Logan
that.
Logan will be able to paint you.
We talked about Gundam.
You can paint on abs. With an airbrush, you can paint yourself some abs.
I'm just going to paint robots if that's
please
okay.
Please give your Gundam abs.
Can you please make, vacation t-shirts with your spray paint.
Sure, I can just put them up there.
Yeah, like the airbrush Florida stuff.
Shirts.
Yeah, I used to have one of those.
Awesome Lexicon adventure
with a license plate.
We need
plate.
Airbrush shirts.
Hey, when we go to Lexicon, can we find like an airbrush t-shirt artist?
We're gonna have some t-shirts.
I don't think they do that in Kentucky.
Surely somewhere there is.
I'll tell you what, we are
all of
have.
Our faces on an airbrush t-shirt.
Oh, tell you what, we are gonna have Nutella milkshakes.
Oh my God!
Yes.
I wasn't invited to that trip, so I had never had the Nutella milkshake.
We
wandered in the rain for an hour for that Nutella milkshake.
Random luck.
Yeah.
Dumb old luck.
But now it's going to be every meal, so.
Now it's a project.
It's like when I go somewhere with In-N-Out. I'm just going to eat it. It's not secret. We're just going to eat it. Ian, jam of the week, sir.
I honestly didn't think about this, but
no jam.
No, I do. I guess what I did all week. No, Logan, is
go away, nuts.
I watched Master of None for the first time on Netflix. The Aziz Ansari.
Oh yeah, because you've got the internets now.
Well, I don't have the internets. I just have better cell service where I'm at now, and not much better, but it was enough to watch all 10 episodes. And have y'all seen it yet? Have y'all watched it yet?
No.
Please watch it. It's
okay.
Really, it's
no. You can't make me.
He won't do it.
Great, Bob, the guy who does the voice of Bob's Burgers.
H. John Benjamin.
He's in it. Tim and Eric, the big tall one. Tim, is that Tim, or is that Eric?
No, you know, Tim Murphy. He is the tall one.
Well,
who now runs a TGI Fridays?
TGI Fridays in Owensboro.
Country Tim.
He looks real nice.
He does.
But the taller one, and I like Tim and Eric because I think they're funny, but the taller one is in it, and he's a great character in it. Aziz Ansari, very well written, has a lot of heart. It's very applicable to people that are in their 30s or late 20s, moving on into that phase of their life, and you should watch it. It's just 10 episodes. They're about 45, 50 minutes long. He's great.
Nice. Jam is.
Yep. I got a jam, and I got an anti-jam.
Yes, anti-jam, go.
You want the anti-jam first?
Yep.
All right, both of them deal with television. Oh. Anti-jam is Hulu and Hulu Plus and their TV show, what is it? 11, 23, 60.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. You're a streaming service? Give me every episode at once.
They don't have them all?
No, one episodic. Every Monday.
Well, then I'm waiting.
That's what I'm waiting. It's 8 episodes. I've got to wait 2 months before I watch that show.
But you know what's going to happen? You know what? That'll kill that show. Because nobody's watching it as they release it.
You know why?
Because
it's done that way,
I've
right?
been waiting for that show.
Like, because they're following the old formula.
No, it's NBC owns Hulu, and it's
well. Now, see, NBC tried to do the whole release it all at once online, and it didn't
work. They did that with the Aquarius over the summer.
Yeah.
NBC is owned by Comcast, and they want to hold on to that old formula as long as they can.
And that's why Hulu's original programming will not work. Amen. Nobody's going to watch because people want... We're used to the Amazon and the Netflix.
I want it all right now.
Give me the whole season. Let me sit down in one weekend and watch the whole thing.
I can't imagine watching House of Cards episodically. No. Well, do it.
That's what my jam is, and it's killing me because me and the wife, we jumped on to not House of Cards, but we're watching The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Oh, my God. I meant to say it last week. It's so good.
We're on episode 3. It's on FX.
Ah.
And I'm just like, oh, God, why did we start this now?
Exactly.
Like, so we should have waited.
Is Cuba?
Oh, Cuba's awesome.
A
awesome.
Good OJ, really? Because the first time I saw that, I was
it's
like,
it's really good.
It is a really good show.
You know who's
he's
even
doing
better?
A good job.
David Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer.
Yes. David Schwimmer? Schwimmer.
Yeah, he's Robert Kardashian.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
No, I know. I really want to watch
it. It's a really good show.
Yeah, it's super good. Also, that's my jam, too, because it's freaking good. That and Baskets. You should watch Zach Galifianakis.
Baskets. No.
Is that an FX show, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's about clowns.
See, Fargo, I haven't watched Fargo yet.
You're not scared.
Why does FX not stream? Why do they not
do digital? They do stream.
They do. You just have to have service.
You got
to
have service, though.
But why don't they do any digital releases?
We've wondered that, too.
They will.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
It'll happen for you. Logan, you having fun over there picking your butt and looking at your phone?
Yeah, butt picker.
Where are you today, man?
Phone flicker?
I don't know. I don't know.
We really didn't mess you up that bad, did we?
What?
Yeah, I think we did.
Sorry, all right, Logan.
That'll about do it for episode 204.
I really enjoyed doing this episode. This was fun.
Of the job.
This is a good episode.
King of the Hill. I love that show so much.
It was good. I had lots to say. Sorry if I overstepped.
Wingo!
Wingo, man.
Oh, man.
Wingo.
That was his response when he asked me to be on tonight. I was like, yes. He said, Wingo.
I think we should Wingo, get Falcons.
Man. Oh, my God.
The Hawk episode.
That's horrible.
They would only attack Bill.
Sorry, we're having a side conversation. Side conversation. Over here.
Or the one where they try to make the viral video with the hat.
That is wonderful. And she does the stick.
The stick.
Yeah.
No. What is the game that she makes? It is the wheel.
Spin
of,
the choice.
Or spin the choice.
I would so do that. Yeah.
You are Peggy.
Peggy
Shut
with
up.
Meatballs.
I am not. Yeah. You are.
Boggle.
Boggle.
Or as they like
be
to
be the Boggle champion.
Or as
you.
They like to call it now, Words with Friends.
Boggle's
of,
different.
Yeah.
Her version of Boggle.
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 What is Dale Gribble's alternate ego?
Rusty Shackleford.
The name of my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I was about to say, look and try to access my Wi-Fi.
Rusty Shackleford is your Wi-Fi.
Yep.
Also, the episode where Bobby spends a lot of time with Mr. Strickland and they go gambling.
Oh, and they're best friends, and then they get lost in the alley.
That's a dark episode.
It is.
Some of them are dark, like where Buck finds his son from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
That has Strickland propane.
That's Matthew McConaughey, I want to say.
I think it is McConaughey.
The voice of Buck Strickland's son.
Or Bobby joins a cult.
No,
that was
Luann
that joined the cult. The James?
No, Bobby.
The Wizard Kids. The D&D Kids.
Somebody. Tibbetts.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. I know which one you're...
Thibodeau. He did that.
Yeah. She's right.
Where Hank has to take care of the cat.
Yes, he does. He signs up for that...
He signs
take
up
care
for
of a pet for a...
And he,
pet.
He expected like a majestic dog and he
the
got a cat.
The cat's name is Duke.
Cat that's an a-hole. He ends up spending a ton of money on it.
He has to get it like these little... wheels
poor
for
James.
His back legs.
He doesn't know what we're talking about.
Nope, I haven't got a clue.
Oh,
he's
James.
So just. I'm sorry, man. I'm gonna loan you some of my.
You're gonna
my
watch it. That's what's gonna happen.
You're gonna love it, dude. I promise.
You will like it. I
the
promise.
One where Hank becomes best friends with Drew Carey.
Oh yeah, it's like he's like the. They drive the same truck.
No, that's not Drew Carey. That's Tom Arnold.
Oh,
that's one
that
of my,
who that is?
That's one of my favorite ones.
And I thought then, that was Drew Carey that voiced that one.
No, because then at the end they just agree that. It was great what they had, but it's over.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hank's like little really weird, awkward
mandates.
Relationship.
Yeah. That's where he has to get them out of the ditch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Nope, it is Drew Carey.
Is it really?
At the Megalomark, Hank meets a guy named Hal, who is very similar to himself. It's called Not In My Backhoe. That's where they borrow the backhoe.
And he has
some
to rescue
of the best titles to episodes.
Not In My Backhoe. That, the time where Dale hooks Bill up to all those balloons.
No, my favorite one is where Bobby and Joseph want to get jeans, cool jeans,
cool
and they
jeans.
Beg. They're like beggars on the street. They hold it.
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I'm talking about?
Yes.
They're beggars.
And
they
Hank catches. Whoa!
And then they take money away from the real beggar.
And there's a turf war.
There is a turf
war. I literally just spent the last 2 months watching six straight seasons of King of the Hill.
It's every day we watch Hank.
And
we
I'm
watch Hank
ready
every day.
To start it from the beginning again, yes. And go all the way through it.
The rose growing episode.
Oh. Featuring
John Coffey. Michael Clark Duncan.
Michael Clark Duncan, that is right.
He was in that one. Betty White was in that one too, right?
Peggy taxidermy squirrels.
God, that was awesome.
Peggy Sugarfoot.
Peggy Hill is awesome.
Is awesome. She's still around.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.